that I'm selling all I got. All the high rollers busy placing their bets. Me, I'm headed south cause all the pretty girls say I'm home for the summer. Shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover or I'm free tonight. I'm coming over. Call all your friends. Somebody hold me. All the pretty girls say all of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me. All the pretty girls said.
CQL, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Hurricane Idalia arrived right on time this morning along Florida's Gulf Coast, making landfall near Keaton Beach, southeast of Tallahassee. Governor Ron DeSantis urging Floridians not to grow complacent or get careless.
Don't put your life at risk by doing anything dumb at this point. This thing's powerful. If you're inside, just hunker down until it gets past you. You don't want to be messing around with these winds. There's going to be things flying all over the place. Obviously, if you're in a place that's close to the coast and you see that surge, that's going to be legitimate surge. It's going to be a big, big deal, and it's going to be very, very dangerous.
Water everywhere, bringing this word of caution from Matt Bruce at AM 860, The Answer in Tampa.
People have to be very careful if they go outside at all, not to go walking through standing water that they don't know the depth of it.
Idalia arrived as a dangerous Category 3 storm, 125-mile-per-hour winds, after having achieved Cat 4 status while feeding off the warm waters of the Gulf. The National Weather Service calls it an unprecedented event for the Big Bend region, with no record of a direct hit from a hurricane ever. The storm's impact has been felt far south along the Gulf Coast, and it's expected to be felt across central and northern Florida before the storm moves across South Georgia and then up into the Carolinas in the coming few days. The official death toll, 115, on fire-ravaged Maui as crews wrap up the search in the burn zone. Now attention will turn to cleaning up the toxins released by the devastating fire. Second quarter economic growth in the U.S. economy has been revised downward from 2.4 to 2.1%. And on Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 37 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly meeting with Chinese officials in Beijing. It's the first such visit to China by the UK's top diplomat in 5 years.
At the beginning of their meeting at the Great Hall of the People, China's Vice President Han Zheng said China-UK cooperation delivered mutual benefits. In an interview later, Mr. Cleverly said he fundamentally disagreed with MPs, including some of his good friends, who'd called for disengagement with Beijing. He told me he believed the UK had influence in China and should use that influence. Asked about China potentially supplying equipment to Russia, which could be used to support its war effort in Ukraine, Mr. Cleverly said Beijing should not be seen to be even passively supporting Moscow's invasion.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald. Fighting among Palestinians in a northern West Bank refugee camp, one Palestinian man was killed. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Seems that skepticism about vaccines is infectious, spreading to those with canine companions.
A new study shows the majority of dog owners are growing more skeptical about the use of vaccines for their pets' health, including the vaccine to prevent rabies. 52% responding to a survey in the medical journal Vaccine expressed doubts about the safety, effectiveness, and necessity of vaccines. Pet owners who feel that way are said to have a case of canine vaccine hesitancy, or CVH. Some officials fear a rise in CVH cases may lead to a corresponding rise in dogs spreading rabies to humans. Bye-bye reporting.
Tesla is allowing some drivers to use its autopilot driver assist system for extended periods without making them put their hands on the steering wheel. It's a development that has drawn concern from the feds. They're asking Tesla to provide more information on a software update. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. 2 benefits, 1 capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss talks impeachment if newly elected State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz doesn't recuse herself from lawsuits over Republican-drawn electoral maps.
My hope is we still will see the Supreme Court justices who have prejudged cases saying that's not right. It's not the way our system of justice in America has ever operated, where you prejudge a case, and that they will recuse themselves from any potential case where they would be involved.
Protasiewicz never said how she'd rule on the maps during her campaign or whether she'd recuse herself. Voss says if she doesn't recuse herself, Assembly Republicans will discuss next steps. The speaker also says a child care funding plan from Governor Tony Evers is just a short-term solution.
Because the problem is, number one, our regulations are significantly more restrictive than even states around us, which would make it easier to have more kids in child care. Number two, we need to make sure that we have more people in an easier licensure process to be able to go forward.
Voss said Republicans in the legislature will offer child care legislation as well. Evers included $365 million to support child care as part of a special session he's called on regarding workforce development. Wausau area man suspected of stalking his ex and cutting the brake lines on her vehicle is in custody after nearly 4 months on the run.
Jeremy Jimerson appeared in court on Monday to waive his right to a speedy trial for multiple counts, including stalking and recklessly endangering safety. Investigators say he sent threatening messages to the woman following a breakup and also threatened to interfere with her child custody procedures. A search of the woman's phone also turned up text messages which implied that danger would be coming her way, including one that directed her to have a good weekend because her Monday would not be pretty. Jimerson is being held on a $25,000 bond and returns to court on September 6th to schedule further action. Tom Schumacher, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There's more information on a man who led the Wisconsin State Patrol on an interstate chase in a semi-cab last Friday.
47-year-old Michael Stephen Jones is from St. Louis. A criminal complaint says Jones had been fired from the semi company on Friday morning. Jones was in Chippewa County and decided to steal the semi while a woman was getting her belongings out of it. She was taken along and had called 911 several times pleading for help. The police pursuit along I-90-94 finally came to an end near the Dells when the semi caught on fire and crashed into a ditch. Nobody was seriously hurt, but Jones also kicked out the glass of a police cruiser, which did injure an officer as he was being taken to the Juneau County Jail. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the strike by workers at Leinenkugel's Brewery is over. Representatives from Teamsters Union Local 662 said Tuesday ratified agreement has been reached between the union and Molson Coors. The strike began last month. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's take a look at your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Thursday, the final day of September already tomorrow. Get those orders in by 1:30 today. They're serving up barbecue ribs tomorrow, mashed potatoes, and gravy. They've got coleslaw, applesauce, and cake. Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Cannon, Brentwood. Those are your locations for Price County Senior Dining. Call to order your meal at 715-339-2158. The Glidden Area Ambulance Service and the Glidden Fire Department invite you to come on out for the third annual street dance and fundraiser. It's Friday, September 1st. Starting at 4 p.m., enjoy the Brock feed and some easy listening live music by Relative Theory. Then from 8 to midnight, dance to the rock band Contradiction. Come on out, enjoy a cold beverage, and enjoy these organizations' fundraiser for the ambulance service and the local fire department. For more information, call 608-738-2289. Check them out on Facebook, Glidden Area Ambulance Service. We'll see you in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, September the 1st.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with highs working up to 70. Lover wind staying light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, ample amounts of sunshine in the mid-70s for high temperatures. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy up to a high of 80. Saturday, partial sunshine, low of mid-80s for high temperatures. Even some lower 90s making a return on Sunday, still sunny and dry weather conditions. And for your Labor Day Monday, highs reach 90. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 43 degrees.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to let eligible hunters know that they have until September 15th to sign up for fall firearms deer hunts for hunters with disabilities. I'll share more details when we return, but first...
Pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks, like a Charbroil 4-burner gas grill. On sale, $199.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford charcoal briquettes, $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm bottled water, just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
The Wisconsin DNR reminds eligible hunters hoping to participate in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities to contact and confirm their location with a hunt sponsor before September 15th. Thousands of acres of land are available through sponsors for this year's hunt, which runs October 7th through 15th. To participate in this 2023 season, hunters should contact sponsors directly. Some properties can accommodate more hunters than others, so hunters are advised to contact potential sponsors as early as possible to determine availability. To see a sponsor contact list broken down by county, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov, click News, then review the Monday, August 14th press release on the Fall Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities. Just click the Hunt Sponsors link. Or for more information, visit the DNR's Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Hunters with Disabilities. I'm Rob Dreesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, can I remember? Big accordion solo. Star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. So bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, two, three, one, what's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's not so bad. Hey, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, you face.
Minutes after 8, and another edition of Reality Radio begins. Joel is here. That's me. Austin is here over there.
Drinking more coffee.
Yeah, and the reality today is...
Nobody likes us anymore. Nobody they really want to talk to us.
I'm fine, because I'm exhausted today. I'm exhausted. Went through some training with our new company yesterday, and my brain is just like, I remember doing that back in high school, and that wasn't very much fun. Learning some new stuff. So I'm all right with that. If anybody's got something they want us to talk about, you can always email us if you like, production@wcqm.com. That email is going to change, by the way. I haven't found out what it's going to be yet, but it's going to probably change. production@wcqm.com. You can always call us during a break, and we'll jot down what you got. It's just me and Austin right now. Everybody else, apparently... I missed a memo. I get the day off today or something.
Must be nice.
Not around. We got a lot of things happening this weekend that we want to talk about here. First of all is the big Legion 52-card 50-50 progressive drawing tonight. Somebody won it.
Already?
Yeah, because I saw a sign on social media where the jackpot was down to like a couple of grand. And the last notice I had, it was well over $8,000. So somebody defied the odds and pulled a card out of the deck and matched it with a very small percentage. So still several thousand in the jackpot, though. 6 o'clock, doors open at the Legion here in Park Falls. 7:30, the drawing. And, of course, what's great about that is any money you spend there on beverages and stuff all goes to the Legion, and they give back to the community. It's just a wonderful facility they have there for our former military folks, and it's just a great organization. So everybody wins, and you might win some money, too. So.
Yeah.
They do that each Wednesday night, pretty much each Wednesday night. All right. We've got Glidden, of course, doing it up this weekend, Austin. We've got the street dance on Friday. This has become a yearly event, raising money for the fire department there in Glidden and the surrounding areas. The Glidden Area Emergency Medical Services is where all the proceeds go to. They're split 50-50 between them and the four-town fire department. So the broad feed is right on the street, right there on Grand Street in Glidden, from 4 to 8. And they have, what they do is they do brats from 4 to 8. Then they have live music going on during that with Relative Theory. And then at 8 o'clock, not only does Contradiction hit the stage at 8, but then they make pizza available, too, after 8 o'clock. And all your beverages, Bush Light, all that stuff. And that's on the streets of Glidden on Friday. And, of course, the Glidden Area Community Fair, it runs through the weekend also in Glidden with the softball tournament at their really historic and beautiful softball field there in Glidden. Austin's watching me as I'm paging through, looking for the Glidden flyer here.
I am. I'm
somewhere.
Someday you'll find it. Somewhere. Eventually.
Ah, there it is right there. And that's what you get to do. All right.
Oh, joy. This is what I get for opening my mouth. So this is what happens.
So why don't you tell us about all the events happening in Glidden this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Austin, that's right. All right. Dig in, young man.
Saturday, September 2nd at 9 a.m. Excuse me.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know.
He's all choked up about it.
It's such a wonderful event.
Yes. Saturday the 2nd. Okay.
9 a.m. we have the softball tournament.
All right.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. the drop-off exhibits. Noon to 5, the Glidden Historical Museum. Noon to 6, corn roast, kitty rides, and raffles. Noon to 10, concessions. Noon, a beer stand. Noon to 6, quarter bingo. A lot of stuff at noon. At 3 p.m., the frozen t-shirt contest for all ages. Noon again, a horse pull. That was slightly out of order.
All right.
4:30 p.m., big money bingo.
Big money bingo. Drop the quarter bingo. Go on big money, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Sunday, September 3rd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., arts and crafts and flea market. 9 a.m., a softball tournament. Noon, a cornhole contest. Registration starts at 11. Noon is also a frog jump contest. Noon to 10, concessions again. Noon, a beer stand again. Noon to 5 p.m., the Glidden Historical Museum and face painting. Noon to 6 p.m., corn roast, quarter bingo, kitty rides, raffles. And 1 p.m., a mud run. 3 p.m., sawdust dig, sponsored by the NCCU. That's Northwest Community Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
7 p.m. to 11 p.m., music by the Dweebs.
Sunday night, the Dweebs, okay.
Mm-hmm. And Monday, September 4th, right. The 3rd, and what looks to be the last day.
Yes.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the car show. Noon to 3, the corn roast, kitty rides, and raffles. Noon to 5, quarter bingo. That's a quarter bingo. Right. Noon to 5 again, beer stand concessions in Glidden Historical Museum. 1 to 4, music by Johnny Warren. And 3 to 4, drawings and exhibit pickup. Held at beautiful Marion Park.
All right. All that in Glidden this weekend. Of course, we mentioned the street dance kicks it off on Friday. So it is the place to hang out. It's going to be plenty warm. It's going to be plenty warm. The beverages will be wonderful. So that's in Glidden this weekend. The Knights of Columbus are doing their cookout part 2, the sequel. Dun, dun, dun.
It was a great It was great when Big G and I stopped by there.
Yeah, they did it last Thursday. They're going to do it one more time again this Thursday. All the money going to go for the scholarship fund for the kids. So Park Falls Dollar General. What did you have? Did you have the hot dog? Did you have the brat? Did you have the burger or did you have the beef plate?
I had the brat.
The brat it was. All right.
Big G had like 3 brats.
I thought he just maybe had one of each.
So honestly, I'm surprised he didn't, but no, he's in a brat kind of mood.
He'll share brats, third-pound burgers, hot dogs, the beef plate. They'll do a plate with that, too. That's right out in front of the Park Falls Dollar General. They do use like a picnic table out there, but it's kind of meant to go. Kind of meant to go and take it with you. So the Knights of Columbus doing that again on Thursday. Let's talk the outdoors. Let's see what Mr. Carl Klopotic has to say for himself today. Our phones are still functioning, which is a good thing.
A miracle.
Here.
Let me see. Are the headphones functioning today?
I don't know. I think this system, phone system, was put in when the first George Bush was president. Maybe even before that.
And it still works moderately okay.
Moderately okay. All right. Is it going to connect for me? Let's try it again. Hang on. Oh, you got a busy signal. Oh, something. Is there anything more annoying in life than a busy signal?
Come on, Carl. Don't you want to talk to us? Don't be like everybody else.
Cell phones don't have busy signals, do they? They just send you to voicemail.
Yeah,
they don't.
They just don't even bother picking up. It's just, okay, you get to talk to the robot now.
Something about landlines and the boop, boop, boop. Oh, it's in.
Oh, it's ringing.
All right, we got her. We got her.
Carl.
Good morning, Joel.
Morning, Carl. You're on the air. How are we doing today?
Very well. How are you?
Well, we're I underdressed this morning.
It was a bit chilly.
It's cool out, isn't it?
Well, I missed the 10 o'clock news last night. I heard my wife kind of bragging about the cooler weather overnight because she loves that. I didn't really pay attention. I woke up this morning. It was 38 degrees.
38, saw a few 30s. I think Tomahawk might have come in at 32 this morning. That's the coldest I saw. So, yeah, it's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is that time of the year where it could be 35 or it could be 95, and we're going to get both of those, aren't we?
Well, the heat is going to come on this weekend as the south winds get kicked in a bit, and they should be fairly strong on most days. And, you know, it'll start to warm up nicely the latter part of this week. It really should be pretty warm to hot, I would say, Saturday and especially Sunday, Monday. But our dew points, our humidity factors, Joel, will not be that high. I think our dew points will be just mostly in the 50s. Around 60, that kind of creates a little bit of a fire hazard. The fire danger might be high this weekend, but I don't think it's going to feel too terribly oppressive because of the lower humidity.
So when people are out and about at the Prentice Progress Days or at the Glidden Community Fair, if they can find shade, it probably will be pretty nice, right? Even though it's going to be 90 plus, I would say.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the next few days look fantastic. And, you know, even Saturday, we're talking 85 to 89 or so. That's not bad, and especially for the low humidity. And if there's a breeze blowing, yeah, that's great. Sunday, Monday, a little hotter, slightly more humid. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a great summertime weather pattern and maybe a bit much as you maybe spend a bit too much time outdoors. You got to watch out, not overdo it, but should be good.
Yeah, you mentioned on the outdoor report this morning that we're getting some of the hunting seasons going. What we got, the bear and other things that are getting going here, is that right?
Well, the black bear hunting season starts next Wednesday, the 6th. So that's something certainly a lot of folks are looking forward to. And, of course, we've got some of the early stuff happening on Friday, beginning with the mourning dove hunt. Early Canada goose and teal seasons start on Friday, as do the rail, snipe, and gallinule. I don't know how many people hunt for rail or snipe or gallinule, but that season starts on Friday as well.
So what does a snipe look like?
Oh, I'm not... It's a small bird, I think. It doesn't have a... I think it has a very large beak. It's a shore bird or a bird that's found near water.
Yeah, there's a standing joke in the Northwoods about snipe hunting, and I just wanted to... So there's a lot of those mourning doves too. You mentioned the numbers on the mourning doves, and I was just like, wow, those things must be like rabbits. They must reproduce a lot.
Yeah, they do have several clutches a year, I do believe, where they live all year round. Obviously, that's the case. They do migrate south, but there are mourning doves I know that stick around by my place all winter if there's food, and typically they need some seeds, or they need a bird feeder that's going to be supplying them with food during the winter. Otherwise, they're gone.
All right. Austin, what's the one wild creature in the Northwoods that bugs you the most? What's the most annoying wild creature up here? Other than me?
Deer or mosquitoes? It's a tie for them.
Mosquitoes aren't really a wild. Yeah. I mean, you're not hunting mosquitoes, so.
I'd beg to differ. Sometimes you want to.
Just the fact that the deer are in front of you at night when you're driving, right? Yeah.
It's the deer.
we got a lot of deer hanging around here. I think it's going to be a very bountiful hunting season because they seem to be a lot of them up here, Carl.
I only ever see them in the city these days. Yeah. They're all hiding.
Yeah, we got to have a bow hunter in the season. So we got the bird, the morning. When does the morning dove start, Carl?
That starts on Friday.
That starts on Friday. Okay, all right. Yeah, I always, when you mention the numbers of morning doves, I understand now, but it does seem kind of contradicting to kill a morning dove. I don't know. There's something calm, soothing, you know, about the morning doves. You're supposed to, they're the morning doves. They're so.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people, I think, don't hunt them, is because of the same feelings that you have there about that very docile bird. But it's a very popular sport to hunt morning doves in the southern, maybe one-third to one-half of the country. It's very big.
Yeah. Also, I noticed up here in the north anyway, the acorns are dropping from the trees early, and my wife had indicated that that's a sign that the trees are stressed.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case. Yeah, that makes sense. I saw them yesterday on the ground as well when I was golfing, but dropping, I don't know if, I guess this would be considered early, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they're green. I don't, usually when the acorns drop, I mean, these are really a darker green. I guess the trees get a little stressed, and boy, I got more than a couple. I got squirrels in the neighborhood that are certainly having a pretty good time with those acorns.
I wonder if they taste different too.
Well, not according to my squirrels, because the shells are everywhere. I mean, they're going at it pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, Carl. So again, for Labor Day weekend up here, and even for you guys, I think consistently across the state, we're going to climb into the 90s, aren't we?
We should be in the 90 plus range Sunday and Monday, maybe not quite there, or awfully close to it on Saturday. So heat is building up, humidity not too bad though, so just, I guess, don't overdo it.
All right. Have a great weekend, Carl. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Take care.
You bet. Meteorologist Carl Klopotic. We're going to get to some birthdays. If you got one, 715-762-3221. We'll run through our celebrants next.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate. The best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
21 Days of Beauty. 21 days with daily beauty steals of up to 50% off. 21 days of slay. 21 days of yay. 21 days of are you kidding me right now? Beauty's biggest event is on now till September 16th at Ulta Beauty. Discover irresistible deals on must-have brands like IT Cosmetics and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, new launches from Pat McGrath Labs. Shop in-store, online, or pick up today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All right, birthdays here, Austin. Let's see if we recognize any of these celebrities today. The retired American tennis great Andy Roddick is 41 today. We've got Lisa Ling, the TV host and correspondent from The View and The Oprah Winfrey Show. She is celebrating a 50th birthday today. Cameron Diaz. She's fabulous. The actress earned Golden Globe nominations for being John Malkovich, Vanilla Sky, Gangs of New York, and There's Something About Mary, many, many other films, too. Cameron Diaz is 51 today. You know who that is?
The name is very, very familiar.
Yeah, my wife and I'm
terrible with actors.
My son and I were having a discussion the other day about are there even movie stars anymore? I mean, when you talk about movies, okay, so from your generation, who would you consider to be a movie star from someone who's maybe under 30, under 40?
Tom Holland is the only one I can think of because I don't really watch movies these days.
All right. So probably
in his late 20s, I think.
What was he in then? What was he in?
Tom Holland. He is Spider-Man.
Okay. All right.
He was Spider-Man in No Way Home, the new Marvel movies.
Yeah. I think we're progressing from movie stars to social media stars is what we're doing.
Yeah. And it's a very sad thing to see.
It's not, because when you think of movie stars, and I'm sure there's younger ones that have been in movies, but everyone that you think of are the Tom Hanks and the Jim Carreys and the ones that are from a different generation.
I mean, these days, you're also probably going to hear a lot about, if you ask somebody or about movie stars, you're going to hear a lot about Robert Downey Jr.
Right,
or Keanu Reeves or even Johnny Depp.
Yeah, and they're older, too. I mean, they're older, probably in their 50s.
Think of Keanu. The man's almost 60.
And it's not that there aren't talented people making movies and doing movies. It's just that there's a lot more of them now.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be that Castaway came out and everybody went and saw Castaway. Mm-hmm. You know, Tom Hanks, he's a movie. Everybody knows who he is. Now a really good movie comes out, and unless you have a subscription to Paramount Plus, you don't see it.
The market's just totally oversaturated with movies, and it's also riddled with subscriptions.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's giving a lot more people an opportunity to be involved in it.
Sure.
Because it used to be a very exclusive club. You know, if you weren't the big actors, actresses, you were struggling.
There's pros and cons of the thing. Like, pros are, yeah, you have an opportunity to get out there more and be discovered. The cons are, now you have to start doing more and more unique and crazy things to get noticed because of everybody else doing it.
There's just so many different platforms to see it on.
Yeah.
There's some great documentaries, great movies on Netflix, on YouTube, on all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, unless you subscribe to everything and sit in front and watch the TV 24/7, you're just not going to see it all.
And even then, you're going to miss a lot of things just because of how much is being produced.
So much out there. Timothy Bottoms is 72 today. The actor from Johnny Got His Gun, The Last Picture Show, and others, 72. Louis Black, the irascible stand-up comedian. I don't even know what that means. And the author and actor, has done TV commercials and was a regular on the TV The Daily Show. 75 for Louis Black today. Who else here? Tug McGraw, the colorful relief pitcher, you gotta believe, for the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies, passed away back in 04, born on this day, 1944. Who else you might recognize here? Jim Hager. He and his brothers had the Hager twins on the old show Hee Haw. Ben Jones is 82, the actor from Dukes of Hazzard.
I have yet to see that movie.
The newer one. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can't do it because I watched the Dukes of Hazzard back in the 70s in the original show. And then it's just like, I'm good. I don't need to see any more Dukes of Hazzard.
You've seen enough.
I've seen and heard enough. John Hager, he and his brother Jim were one half of the singing the Hager twins. So we got both of the Hagers celebrating today from Hee Haw. Warren Buffett, the investor, he is the third wealthiest man apparently in America. His net worth is set at about $81 billion, with a B, $81 billion. 93, Warren Buffett, still going today. Ted Williams, a Red Sox Hall of Famer and baseball great, was nicknamed the Splendid Splinter. People are still chasing the .400 batting average he had in that one season, unable to do it. Born on this day, 1918, Ted Williams passed away back in 2002.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with highs working up to 70. Lover wind staying light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, ample amounts of sunshine in the mid-70s for high temperatures. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy up to a high of 80. Saturday, partial sunshine, low of mid-80s for high temperatures. Even some lower 90s making a return on Sunday, still sunny and dry weather conditions. And for your Labor Day Monday, highs reach 90. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 46.
And it's 8:42. Joel and Austin here, Reality Radio. Lots of events we're talking about coming up this
weekend. Absolutely.
We talked about Ted Williams, a baseball great, and I was correct. I told you off air that his body is frozen. What do they call it? Cryogenically frozen? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, his I don't know who decided to do it, but they decided to freeze his body, and they're hoping that at some point people are able to come back to life. I guess that's the reason they do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he is still preserved somewhere.
There's a handful of people preserved like that. I think Walt Disney is among them as well.
Yeah, so he passed back in 2002, but he's chilling out somewhere, literally. And
we love morbid humor around here.
Apologize for that. I'm kind of tired today. If you are interested in history and buying a piece of history from an old country school, we got a sale for you this weekend. There's items that will be on sale coming up this Saturday at the Harmony Town Hall. So items on sale there have been stored ever since the Martins Mill School, the Harmony Town Hall, was taken down. So they took all the stuff out of there and they stored it. And now the time has come to stop storing those items and they're going to sell them. So items on this sale include some green Fire King soup bowls, white Fire King cups, obviously very old, metal enameled cups and plates, pictures that were hanging on the old schoolhouse wall. There will be wood folding chairs. There will be teachers' desks and chairs, small cabinet and tables. There will be enameled buckets, old ballot boxes they use for voting too. There will be three old floor safes. There will be 10-foot wooden benches, file cabinets, and various other items. Saturday, it'll be 9 to 3 at W9095 Harmony Town Hall. So from Phillips, you take 13 down to the 3 mile there, and then you go over on 111, about 5.5 miles, and you take a right on J, and the Harmony Town Hall will be down there about 1.5 miles. Any questions, you can call them at 339-2798. Sounds like some good historic items.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 715-339-2798 if you have any questions on that event. All right, another event coming up. Hang on, I got to get through the football schedule as Austin watches me once again go through a parade of papers. I got stuff here. I got a lot of stuff.
One of these days, Joel, we're going to have to get you like a file organizer, but then I realized it would also end up a total mess anyways.
Yeah, here, you can read that one there.
It would just be a slightly more organized mess.
Yeah, it's just, I stack them. I'm good.
Ooh, all right. You didn't write this one. I can see you.
I did not.
I can read it. Wow.
Appreciate that.
First time in ages, Joel is handing me a paper I can read.
Get out of here. All right, go ahead.
And I thank you for tuning in to the last show I will be on. Yes. It's been an honor, folks.
All right, go ahead and read someone else's handwriting, young man. Go ahead. I'm not offended.
Much. He's only going to cry and do his coffee over there. All right. A school supply drive is being held by the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 182, from August 14th to September 6th. Some suggests are binders, color pencils, crayons, notebooks, erasers, backpacks, hand wipes, or glue sticks. You can drop off boxes can be found at the following businesses: Dollar General, American Legion Hall, CarQuest, the Park Falls Building Supply, Super One, Napa, True Value, the Park Mall, Park Pharmacy, and the library. Thank you for your support from the American Legion Auxiliary, Unit 182.
All right. Pike Lake, the Pike Lake Chain Firefighters got their 43rd annual fun day coming up on Sunday. They've got food raffles and all kinds of games starting at noon on Sunday at the Pike Lake Fire Hall on Fire Road 144 off of Highway 70, west of Minocqua and east of Fifield. There's a silent auction. They've got hourly raffles going on there. They've got some larger raffle items too, like a paddle board, a canoe, grill, $500 meat gift certificate. They got a Viking lawn table, cedar swing, TV, just tons of items out there. And they got games for the kids and adults too, food and beverages. There's a cornhole tournament out there too Sunday. And the drawings will be at 6 o'clock for a $1,000 prize. So tons of prizes. The Pike Lake Chain Firefighters Sunday, September the 3rd, out on Fire Road 144. Sounds like a big deal. Sounds like a big event. We have a cheesecake and pie sale.
That one's got all my attention. Let me see here.
Your eyes lit up with that right away, and it was typed up by someone, not me.
It was.
And so
I can tell the spelling's correct now.
So here we go again. All right.
The cheesecake and pie sale by St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church, September 9th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with drive-through pickup. Pie is $15. Cheesecake is $25. Phone orders, are some of these words supposed to be grayed out, or is that just a thing?
What's that?
Some of these words are grayed out. Do I read them?
Sure.
All right.
Phone
orders only, 715-474-3477. You can call from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and order from August 14th to September 3rd. The pies are apple, pumpkin, pecan, custard, cherry, raspberry, blueberry. Mm-hmm. The cheesecakes are raspberry, classic, and no-bake turtle. Over at St. Paul the Apostle on Highway 8 in Catawba.
All right, so order those ahead of time. What was the number again on that?
That was 715-474-3477.
All right. Told you there was a lot of stuff going on. The annual St. Stan's Chicken Dinner, Bazaar, and world-famous Trash and Treasures Auction is happening on Sunday. Now, this is happening for you folks down in the southern part of our listening area, down outside of Medford. So it's on the grounds of St. Stanislaus Church in Lublin. So plenty of parking are available out there. It's out west of Medford is where it is. So the dinner starts at 11, but it's a big event out there. If you are down in that area, you may want to check that out down in Lublin, L-U-B-L-I-N. And we're seeing a lot of the ATVers and UTVers in the area. Lots of stuff going on with them. The Fifield Dirt Devils UTV Club is having their big $250 meat raffle on Sunday at Mary Cassidy's in Fifield. First place at $250 meat of your choice from Fifield Grocery and Smokehouse. Second is the Gas Grill, second place. And they'll have 10 additional winners of other prizes also. So that is Sunday at Mary Cassidy's Saloon in Fifield, going on with the drawing at 3 o'clock on Sunday. All right. Also, the Farmer's Market, of course, going on today.
We remember our discussions in the past about that one.
I think we've graduated now because we're getting out of some of the summer type things. The peas and the beans are kind of a little bit harder to find, although there were beans there, I think, was it last week when I was here? A week ago? There are still some of those things hanging around, but now we're graduating into the more dangerous territory of if you were to have a food fight. But you started launching gourds at people.
We've graduated more into the vegetables of mass destruction level.
Vegetables of mass destruction. Hang on, I gotta give you one of these. Give me one of those right there.
The siege weapons, if you will.
Yeah, some of those gourds with the hard shells on them and stuff. Yeah, you put them in one of those pumpkin flinger things. And
That can hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah, you could be replacing windows real fast, so be careful with that. So this week at the farmer's market, it really is in its prime. We've got corn, raspberries, apples, cantaloupe. There's potatoes, white and red. There's garlic. There's cucumbers. There's burpless cucumbers. Any idea?
Not a clue.
It's okay.
I was going to say, if your cucumbers are burping, you may have a problem.
Zucchini, maybe they don't make you burp, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Zucchinis, green beans, green and red bell peppers, which we learned earlier this week on the morning show, are the same thing. They're just a little different ripeness.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes, variety of onions. There's local honey, maple syrup. They've got Angus beef is back this week. Also, you can purchase and enjoy a wide variety of baked goods, including homemade noodles, more than 10 varieties of jams, jellies. There's lettuce. There's kale. They even let kale join the party. We're very, very welcoming. Farm fresh eggs, kohlrabi. There's beets, carrots, cabbage, eggplant, freeze-dried foods, herbs. This list has never been longer. Swiss chard, celery. There's cherry tomatoes. They've got radishes, daikon radishes, dill, and a variety of canned goods, and you never know what else is going to show up, too. And a few crafters down there, too. Most of the booths do accept Quest Card, WIC, and Senior Market coupons. Thank you to Forward Bank, Northwoods Community Credit Union, North Lakes Community Clinic for their support of the Farmer's Market.
I don't know if it's daikon or daikon radishes. Those are always interesting to find.
Daikon. How are they different than the traditional red ones?
So the traditional red ones are those little round ones that everybody knows.
Right.
But the daikons, I think that's how you pronounce them. They're longer. They're white, pure white, and they tend to be more rounded. Okay. And they taper at the end into kind of like a spindly root kind of a thing.
All right. Tastes the same, though? Pretty much.
I think they might have a milder taste from what I've discovered, at least.
Yeah, because some of the red ones can be a little bit, I don't say spicy.
They've got a bit of a kick to them
sometimes if you pick them at the right time. So the Farmer's Market is at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. And it's today and each Wednesday, probably through mid-October, from 2 p.m. until 5:30 p.m.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
About this event. Hey, Mitch, was that contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with highs working up to 70. Lover wind staying light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, a low of 44. Thursday, ample amounts of sunshine in the mid-70s for high temperatures. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy up to a high of 80. Saturday, partial sunshine. We'll have mid-80s for high temperatures. Even some lower 90s making a return on Sunday. Still sunny and dry weather conditions. And for your Labor Day Monday, highs reach 90. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 46.
All right, just 1 hour of reality radio today. You're welcome. And we're going to let you be on your way. Tom,
hold your applause, please.
Yes, Tom Metternich is celebrating a birthday on Monday, so we wanted to wish happy birthday to him ahead of the Labor Day weekend. So, Tom, hope you have a good birthday this weekend down in Phillips. We got the 67th annual turkey shoot going on Sunday. This is being held in Loretta, American Legion, Jensen Hansen Post 394 is doing this up. The 67th annual turkey shoot is Sunday with lunch served from noon on. The shooting starts at 12:30. The turkey shoot cash raffle with three tickets for $5 or $2 each. Drawings at 5 p.m. Grand prize is $300, second $200, third is $50, fourth is $25. They'll have some gun raffles, $10 per ticket going on, and mini raffle drawings every hour from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch served by the Auxiliary Unit 394. That's in Loretta at the Legion, Sunday the 3rd, September 3rd. It all starts right around the lunch hour. We were pondering off air that if we had a pumpkin launcher, let's just say in theory we had a pumpkin launcher, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what a pumpkin launcher is, they have TV shows, reality shows about this. Some of them are very sophisticated. They involve hydraulics and they spin around and launch. Some of them are very primitive, like a big rubber band. But if you had a pumpkin launcher and you were able to launch pumpkins and gourds from the farmer's market here in Park Falls, which buildings in the city would be the most vulnerable?
I mean, it depends on what you think. I mean, if I had to guess the most fortified of them, I'd probably say the credit union has a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
Because if they were returning fire, that drive-through up area, that's got a roof over it.
Yeah, but Super One would be very fortified because there's just no windows there. I mean, it's
true. There are no windows. So Super One would definitely be ranked up their fortifications. Yes. And they have their own produce department, which is undoubtedly stacked with. I know melons are in there.
And you could counterattack.
Yeah, they already have ammunition built up.
If you had your own.
But the range is a thing. Because the radio station is also in the middle of the two.
We are in the middle, and even though we don't have a lot of windows, this building's been here since 1953, so it might be a little vulnerable to a big pumpkin on the roof. This is all just in theory, folks.
In theory, of course. We're very logical around here.
We want to thank John's 3 Mile Corner for letting us know about what they got going on Sunday. They got a little chicken poop bingo going on Sunday. And they've done this before. They know what they're doing out there. And he actually sent me a picture of the ring. And basically, the chicken poop bingo has 100% payout. You know, you buy a square, basically, and the chicken walks around inside this ring. It's a very spacious ring. I mean, I'm sure the chicken probably appreciates the attention, gets some treats and stuff. And wherever the chicken does its, number tooly-doolies there, that person wins. Is how it works, right?